It's Monday, October 9th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Vice President Mike Pence walked out on his home state Indianapolis Colts yesterday when several members of the San Francisco 49ers from the opposing team knelt for the national anthem. Pence tweeted, quote, "I left today's Colts game because the president and I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flag, or our national anthem," unquote. Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, said, quote, "If there is anything disrespecting the flag, then we will not play, period. We cannot in the NFL in any way give the implication that we tolerate disrespecting the flag. We cannot do that. I know the vice president did leave because, in his opinion, the teams were," unquote. A Las Vegas lady of the evening who was hired by Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock said he bragged about having, quote, "bad blood," unquote, and described him as, quote, "paranoid and obsessive," unquote, reports the Daily Mail. Speaking anonymously, the woman said she spent hours drinking and gambling in Sin City with Paddock, noting that if he hit a winning streak, he would take her back to his room for non-consensual fantasies. Harvey Weinstein, one of Hollywood's most powerful moguls, was fired yesterday by his own company for 3 decades of sexual misconduct, including accusations that he propositioned actresses and harassed female employees, reports TheWrap.com. The company has been under intense pressure since the New York Times broke an investigative story on Thursday. Harvey and his brother Bob Weinstein co-founded the indie film company Miramax in 1979 and grew it into a powerhouse brand that made art house films mainstream, with movies including Pulp Fiction, Shakespeare in Love, and Good Will Hunting. Miramax was bought by Disney in 1993, and the brothers continued to run the company until they left in 2005 to launch the new privately held Weinstein Company. Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." Last Friday, President Donald Trump's administration did away with requirements under the Obamacare law that employers provide insurance to cover women's birth control, some of which were abortifacients, keeping a campaign pledge that pleased his conservative Christian supporters, reports the Christian Post. Hurricane season appears relentless. Hurricane Nate hit Central America early Friday, leaving at least 25 people dead, Reuters reported. On Saturday night, it made American landfall near the mouth of the Mississippi River as a Category 1 storm with maximum winds of 85 miles per hour, reports Fox News. The storm was projected to bring storm surges from 7 to 11 feet near the Alabama-Mississippi state line. A former Satanist has issued a warning to Christians on the dangers of celebrating Halloween. In an article for CharismaNews.com, John Ramirez, who used to be a high-ranking priest within the Satanic Temple before miraculously having his heart open to the gospel, does not believe that Christians should cutify evil by allowing their children to dress up in costumes and trick-or-treat. Ramirez has a very different view. He warns Christians that it is impossible to separate the dark origins of Halloween from the seemingly harmless practices of today. The leader of the second largest congregation in the Presbyterian Church USA, Reverend Shannon Johnson Kirshner, has declared that Christianity is not the only way to heaven. Kirshner, 45, who leads the 5,500-member 4th Presbyterian Church in Chicago, Illinois, expressed her belief in a podcast with the Chicago Sun-Times.
Is Christianity the only way to get to heaven, if heaven exists?
No, God's not a Christian. I mean, we are. For me, the Christian tradition is the way to understand God and my relationship with the world and other humans, and it's for the way for me to move into that relationship. But I'm not about to say what God can and cannot do in other ways and with other spiritual experiences.
According to the Presbyterian Panel Survey, 2012 to 2014, 45% of PCUSA pastors strongly disagree that, quote, "only followers of Jesus Christ can be saved," unquote. In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." When asked what she thought about hell, She said she does not think the God she knows from the Bible will be sending anyone there.
Do I think that God's going to condemn someone to hell? That doesn't really fit with what I see as a Christian person, with what I see revealed of God in Jesus Christ. That just doesn't fit with the God I know is defined primarily by love and mercy and grace. It's just hard for me to reconcile the idea of God damning someone to hell with the God that I see and know.
But Matthew 25:41 says, "Then Jesus will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" The daughter of a Focus on the Family executive, who is married to another woman, has released a book in which she states that she was rejected by her own family after declaring that she was attracted to her own gender. In her book entitled "Refocusing My Family, Coming Out, Being Cast Out, and Discovering the True Love of God," Amber Cantorna details how coming out to her family back in 2012, quote, "cost her everything," unquote. Cantorna wrote, quote, "My focus on the family upbringing had taught me that the LGBTQ community were basically the archenemy of Christianity and were responsible for destroying the family unit," unquote. Romans 1:26 says, "God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones." Paul Batura, vice president of communications at Focus on the Family, told the Christian Post in an email that, quote, "Our hearts break for all families navigating the very challenging reality of estrangement. They are deserving of our empathy and our prayers," unquote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, October 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.